Welcome, welcome, ladies. We are doing
We're
this.
We're doing it.
Welcome to Ladies Night In. I hope you all are in your onesies and you have your glass.
Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
I like that.
Ladies Night In.
We are three unbiological sisters with a lot to say. We are by no means counselors, but hopefully we help you all out.
Through this little thing called life.
That's right.
These are all the things that we say on all of our girls' trips that people say, you should put that out in the world. Women need to know this information.
We need Absolutely. To podcast
We need to podcast
we need
this.
We need to podcast
and
this.
And here we are.
Get Felice has been asking
ready.
Us to do this for, what, two
get
years?
Get ready.
Finally. Finally.
Yes. But so we introductions. Are... Okay. Ashley, start us off.
Who am I? Who is Ashley? I am a single mom of two. I am an entrepreneur. I am a dental hygienist. I am full of energy. I love, love, love the outdoors. I love where my feet can carry me. If I'm not in running shoes, I'm on skis. If I'm not on skis, I'm on the golf course. So
she's our fit bitch.
I am no. the fit bitch.
We can't body shame her.
And I am so happy to be next
We're
to
happy
young
for
Fabio.
Her. We're so happy for her while I eat my piece of cake and drink my wine.
Eat my queso. That's
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
And not be in the.
Well, that is Ash in a nutshell.
Am I next?
Shani.
You're
I'm
it.
Shannon. Get it, Shani.
Shannon. Married. Mom of two.
How long have you been
oh
married,
Oh, my goodness,
Shannon?
Been married for 24 years. Cheers to that.
Cheers to 24.
Still having sex?
it's a PRN thing.
Yeah.
Kind of
still having sex.
Have I mentioned that I'm perimenopausal?
We need a whole episode on this. Yes. Yes.
That is an episode, indeed, ladies. You can feel me on that.
Yeah.
Dental hygienist, hoping to be an entrepreneur at some point. We're getting there.
We're going to launch
this
Shani
is it.
Bomb.
The podcast is it.
Yes, this
yep.
is it.
This is it.
Gosh, I am a music junkie. I'm a dance fanatic. Used to be a dancer, and now I'm just dancing in my car and in my kitchen.
Hip-hop.
Loving
hip-hop
that.
Is
love my
favorite.
Hip-hop. I love music in general. I would say that's my jam. I'm all about
Your
artists
gift
and
for
music.
Comedy. Don't leave that out.
I do love to make impersonations, and I have a weird tendency to retain music lyrics, movie quotes, TV show quotes, and it just always is popping out
flows.
Of my mouth. So
it flows.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I would say I have the aspiration to be more like Ashley. I'm working on it. I would love to be healthier and more fit. And it's a journey. It's a journey for all of us, right? So
yes.
When you hit into this fun perimenopause nonsense, the body goes, screw you and take this and take that, and you just have to fight back.
Yes.
So I'm in the minor league fight, maybe. I would say I am often the voice of reason, have often been experienced in a lot of counseling, a lot of therapy, a lot of interpersonal communication, learning about personal growth. I would say that that is something I'm very much into. I love being the mama of my coworkers. I love to support women, love to have a good time, love to celebrate life. So I would say that's me.
Oh, I'll drink
that's
to
you.
That.
That's you.
Drink to that.
Okay, hold on. Let's do.
Cheers. Ooh. Cheers.
So I'm Elise. I don't know why they let me in this group.
Whatever. Whatever.
I'm the OG. I'm the old
OG
one
baby.
In the group. So I own an insurance company. So this is my way of exercising my creative side.
Absolutely.
I'm full of wisdom, whether it's good or not. I'm full of it. I'm always down to try something new, which has led to some pretty awesome and some pretty horrible situations. And just excited to share. And I think the point of this podcast for us was the things we have learned, the things we have heard from other women, the times, the things we've experienced. We just want to share that as if you were sitting around the table with us at book night or the bar or wherever. And just talk about the things that we find are pretty common within all the women groups that we're involved in.
Yes.
We just want to share, talk, let you know you're not alone, and that we're here for you for Girls Night.
Absolutely.
So, yes. Let's get started, Ladies Night In.
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, we're kicking this first podcast off with Know Thyself. How well do we know ourselves? So just a little background on the three of us. We could not be more polar opposites. Our backgrounds are completely black and white. We're so different, but we truly have a soul connection. There is never any judgment. There are to describe our relationship between the three of us would be unconditional. It doesn't matter what's happening in our lives. We have that support system, which everybody should try and find that. But in order to find that support system, you have to find yourself and be able to be vulnerable. And so would you ladies not agree?
Absolutely, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I was asked to talk about how I created my women's groups or how I created my friendships. I have a friendship of ladies called the U's that started about 12 years ago. And it was literally just at some really boring insurance meeting where we're all sitting around and we're talking about things and we all realize we love to travel, we love wine. And one person said, we should go on a trip. And that's how it all started. And 12 years later, every 3 or 4 months, we're still traveling the country together. Again, with that group, so different personality-wise. But there has to be a common theme of love and respect and no judgment. A lot of no judgment.
Yes.
That really started out for the first time for me, friendships. Like, I had friendships in high school. I had friendships in college, but never anything like what I started in my 30s, 40s.
Wouldn't
so
you
if you're
say,
young,
you know, we're all over 40 here. Wouldn't you say that life truly
some of us are really over
40. Okay, well, I'm barely over 40. I'm level 41.
Level 40. That's right.
But wouldn't you say that life truly begins at the age of 40? Like, you're still learning your lessons. In your 20s, you know, you're just working your way up the ladder.
It's really where know thyself comes in.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's where you start to go, okay, I'm going to stop trying so hard to be cool.
Right.
And I'm really going to get introspective on who am I?
Well, what your value
system
is. What
am I about?
Yeah.
So here's a question. If someone were to say, how do I get to know myself? Where would you direct them for the 101 level?
So with Elise and I, we met when we were very young. We went through motherhood early in our marriages. And we weren't that close until we got a little bit older. And I think once we decided we didn't want to just be mom or just be wife. This is going to be different for everyone based on where they're at in their life. But she and I, honestly, on her urging, invited me to go to Vegas, right? And we started traveling together, and we really just jived and enjoyed each other's company. There was no drama. It was so easy. I would say in your friendships, that's so important to find someone that is easy. If you're having heartburn on a trip together or when you're spending time together, it's not
change
worth it.
Change the person.
You need to.
Change the person.
And the thing I love about Elise is that if there's, you know, we throw out suggestions, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Elise is very comfortable saying, I don't want to do that. And that's okay. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And don't take it
what
personally.
What is it that I didn't want to do, Shannon?
Oh, I said, okay, so we were going to get massages. I was like, we should get massages. And that didn't work out. And I said, we could just rub each other's feet. And she goes, I don't want to do that. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, literally, it's like that. It's like, okay, awesome. It's respect. Like you said, respect for one another. But you really need to find someone that can make you laugh and push you a little bit without judgment, without love, but really learning how to figure out what fills your cup, what brings you joy. And adventures for us are our joy, and we love to travel, and we love to remember that we're not only wife and mother, we're also women, and we're women that need other women because we need to help each other through this thing called life and have fun when you're doing it. If you were to look at our Facebook pages, our Instagrams, we have adventures together.
We do.
I think that it is so important to feed your soul so that you can be a better friend, you can be a better wife, you can be a better mom, because you are getting out there and enjoying your life. Yep. And living it up with, you're having fun with, you don't care who's watching.
Right.
That's the key. I mean, you really need to not care what people think about you. You need to know that you're just loving your life.
And to not care about what people think about you, you yes. have to have a posse that loves you. That's, because then you know you're yes. okay. Mm-hmm.
And,
no matter what,
and
who thinks what, I'm good because I'm good with these people.
Right.
You yes. have to find the group. So here's the secret to finding the group. You have to break a lot of eggs to yes. make that omelet.
Yes.
There's got to be a lot of people you have to try to travel with, that you have to say, hey, let's go here. And it doesn't always work, but you kind of find out why it doesn't work. And then you find the people that it works with. And that's the build. Because I think a lot of women are looking for people to do that with. There's a lot of people that when you invite, they go, oh, I've been waiting to be invited on one of these things. So you just got to kind of create the opportunity and invite them. But it does start with knowing who you are and knowing what you like. And I remember Know Thyself started for me when I went to a corporate event with a couple of coworkers, and they were talking about personality types. And I think this is so big and so important for so many people. Are you a super outgoing, social, high energy person? Are you the thinker, the slow pace, the thought process person? Are you the super trusting, loyal person? All those things. And I went to this corporate event and they put us into these groups by personality. And I joined the group that was very outgoing, very people oriented, very social. And a couple of my coworkers said, you're in the wrong group. You need to go to that far corner where the bossy people are.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh,
I'm like, bossy.
Yeah, no, that's you. And so that was my huge in life wake up call to go, I'm not the outgoing social high energy person. I am the person that likes to have things in order, that likes to have it my way, that sees things in an order that people don't see. And that's who I
Absolutely.
Am.
I
and
yeah.
that was a little devastating to me, because I think that there's a big social construct around being that wonderfully outgoing, happy person. And I wasn't it. And realizing that for the first time in my life was a blow, and yet helped me figure out, okay, this is who I really am. I have to realize that and just fit around that and find people then that are super outgoing, that are super high energy, that love to balance out that group. And I think that's what we found.
Absolutely.
Well, and don't you find that, like, I know for me that when I figured out who I was, that, you know, that moment where you hit a fear a little bit, like, oh, I don't know if I should do that, you know, but you know that everything you want is on the other side of that fear. Instead of looking at it as a fear factor, I turned it into adrenaline. And then I was like, I had to ask myself one day, are you an adrenaline junkie? Is that what that is? And then I thought, I get off on high endorphins. And that's where all of my, you know, my Spartan races and all of that comes into play, because my endorphins are high. I want to see what I can do. Not everybody's there.
Gosh, I wish I was there.
I used to be.
Dang
there.
It. I but, think I did too.
But you,
in my 30s, at your age.
I was there. But even with, like, yeah. you know, when I would look at my results and the races that I had done and all of that, I was like, people would be like, well, you didn't come in. I mean, my ex-husband used to say, well, you did good, but you weren't at this point. Or so it was always kind of a beat down. But then I was like, oh, my gosh, I just finished that race at like an 8-minute, 10-minute mile. And I did that for 13 miles. That makes me so freaking cool. That makes
Hell
me
yeah.
so
Great.
Cool. And the only person that I'm competing against is myself.
Yes.
You know, the only person I'm chasing is the better version of myself the
yes.
next day. And so I don't care if I'm
right.
If I'm not, like, compared to or equivalent to that person, they're not me. They don't have my DNA. They're not genetically
right.
prone like I am.
Well, and I think that's a big part of knowing who you are, is not comparing yourself
right.
to other people.
Right.
Because I think there is a social construct around who's positive and who's not. And that's a big deal to just let go of all of that and say, who am I? And that's okay. And look for people who compliment that instead of having right. to feel like I need to be out running races and I need to be,
right.
you know, creating a product or anything. Just be okay with being who you are.
You know, when
once
I would,
you accept that, that lets people in.
When I would get into those races, it wasn't it like the somebody gave me some advice one day that said, you know, you may not be able, you know, to run 13 miles by yourself, but run 11, just run 11 before the race. And the other 2 miles, like the people around you and the endorphins will carry you to the finish line. And I had no idea what that statement even meant until I got into my first one. And I was like, oh my gosh, these endorphins, they are, yeah, they're carrying me to yeah. the finish line. I don't even feel like I've ran 11 miles or anything like that. So on that, I think about the people that you surround yourself with. You know, you and I talked about this earlier. When you truly are in touch with who you are, you can feel the energy that people bring to the table. You know if you want to talk to them for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You know if you want to pick up a phone number and call them or text them or make them part of your lady tribe, you know, or schedule that first trip. And it's okay if you schedule the first trip and it's not exactly. who right. you want to right. be with.
Well, and I think that it's like for if there was someone young that was listening, like, well, okay, they keep talking about know thyself. How did that happen for you? So for Elise, for you, you were at a seminar. For me, I was at a seminar and I was given basically an understanding of who I am and how this world works with communication and working with other individuals and kind of understanding where you are emotionally. So sometimes you do have to listen to those older women, bring people into your life. Like Elise's other group of friends are a little bit more mature than she is, and so they bring a different set of wisdom. So bring those people into your life. It doesn't have to be the same age. They can be from all walks of life, and we all have different experiences, and invite that in. But as far as finding out who you are, sometimes you do have to maybe go to a seminar that discusses interpersonal communication where you can learn who you are, where you can really have someone else kind of guide you in that, because it's not easy for all of us to realize who we are. It takes work, well, and it takes experiences. And
I would recommend that you sit down with someone that's older with you that has more wisdom.
Absolutely.
You know, when you are open and you are seeking that, when you're open to seeking it, you're open to accepting it. And so when you sit down with someone that has more wisdom, you're more apt to take it in and apply yep. it to your life.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean it has to be identical to what theirs is. The whole point is to mold it and make it your own, just like any recipe. Mm-hmm. A recipe is just a recipe. You can tweak it. You can add whatever. Just make it your own to where it works for you. So at some point, you can sit back and be like, this worked for me, and I can share it with other people.
Well, and I would say for women that have been through these life experiences that have found a level of success and happiness and joy, don't hesitate to share that with the younger generation.
But when you're solid with yourself, absolutely. You're okay to share it. You right. want to share it.
But sometimes people are like, I don't want to be pushy here. You know what I mean? Like, right. I had a lot of people. Okay, so working in dentistry, I work predominantly with women. When I was in my 20s, I'm pretty sure I annoyed the women around me, and I didn't know why. But now I'm comfortable to say to a younger girl, like, hey, if they're struggling with things, I'll be like, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it that way. Let's be realistic. And kind of guide them, and they're always like, that's cool, I had no idea. Or thank you for teaching me how to communicate, because my family just yells at each other. Or you know what I
right.
mean?
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea, because they have, you don't know what you don't know. So don't hesitate to share those things with the younger generation, because then we can learn to be a more cohesive, more like just where you want to work together and have fun.
Well,
instead of taking everything so seriously.
Oh, right. Oh, and I wouldn't even, you know, like you targeted the younger generation in that statement, which is great because they're very moldable and whatever. But even the older generation still needs it.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, I mean, there's some women out there that just literally, I mean, they're in their late 50s and they have secluded, become more introverted. They've become blocked off from past experiences that they're like, I don't want to get hurt again. I'm not going to open myself up. This is my safety net and I'm okay. You know, but really they're starving for some sort of compassion and empathy, and they're starving for what we have. And so how do you guide? How do you direct that? How do you open that again to where they're comfortable with you?
And we're here for you.
We are. You log in.
We're it. If you can't find it, we're it. We're your ladies.
I did have someone
hear you.
Recent.
There isn't anything that we haven't done, heard, or seen.
Oh, baby.
That will make us judge you. We are here for you.
We have been through some stuff, and we will talk about that in
the future. Without names.
Oh my goodness.
We'll tell names, but we'll tell you the stuff that's gone down.
This one girl I knew. No. This one time.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Vegas.
Oh, we will. We will. No names, but we will.
So don't worry. Our close friends.
There's no judgment.
That's the cool thing.
No, you've got there to go into no these groups with no judgment.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and through all of our years of traveling together, the three of us, you know, we have traveled with a lot of other women. Mm-hmm. We've come back to our core. We all have, the trips have been great and we've all jived, but have we all jived? Is it something that we would be like, oh, add her, this is our fourth, this is mm-hmm. our, you know, where it's like, I mean, the group just keeps getting bigger, mm-hmm. you
right.
know?
Yeah.
It is.
I think we all go back to just the three of us. So it doesn't all jive at the same time,
right.
you know? But the fact that we keep inviting these women, we would invite them again, but yes. but they don't, it, like, they don't have what we have. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But we're bringing that out in them.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
My recommendation is, if you find a ladies group, bring your issues, but don't bring your drama.
Amen.
No one's got time for drama.
No.
Like,
everybody has time to help people solve their issues, and that's honestly what a lot of these trips are about. Helping us with this work issue or this home life issue or a kid issue. But none of it has to deal with the drama of that. And you got to come, if you're going to bring an issue up, you got to be willing to take the input. Mm-hmm. Because no one wants to hear your issue three trips in.
No.
Right? You got to bring your issues with the intention to take the input and do something about it. And that's where you create value.
And mm-hmm. know your audience. Because, like, with you, Elise, one thing that I totally, totally love and appreciate you is that, you know, you have said multiple times, If you're crying, if you are needing a hug, I'm not your girl. I'm not.
So true.
But if you need bail money, I'm your girl.
Yes.
Like,
or to bury a body. I mean,
yes,
can we say that?
Yes. Shovel in tequila. Right.
Can we say that, Fabio? Fabio's our producer here.
Right.
He's governing this discussion. Oh, but yeah, you need to, I watch enough Dateline. You need to bear a body, I'm your girl.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
But if you need to cry over a man.
No.
Oh,
no.
Call
but
Shannon.
You, call exactly. That's what I was just going to say. You yeah. call Shannon
yeah.
because she's going to be the more empathetic one that's willing to give you a hug. But
yes.
when you know her background, you know that yes, that is her cup of tea and she's your person. And I've been on both spectrums where
yes.
I've needed bail money and a hug. And I know my ladies.
And that's a big part of knowing yourself is communicate, not only just knowing, but communicating that to the people around you. And I do it at work regularly. If you need this, come to me. If you need that, go to this person. And
right.
I think that that's a big deal for people to just know that about
know your
yourself.
Audience. Yes.
Yes. And tell the people around you what they can come to you for and what they can't.
Right.
And the big part of that is knowing what you are good with and what you are not good with.
Right. Right. Well, it's just like you're not rubbing her
I'm
feet.
I'm not rubbing feet, and I am not hugging
I will,
it out.
I will rub
That's
your
right.
feet. I'll be like, oh, do you have a short
I will write
your
a check.
Your shoulder hurts? Let me give you some essential oils, and I'll rub
yes.
it out. Let's do this.
Like, you're going to rub it out, Shani.
Oh,
that
no.
That's
listen.
What you're going
to
do.
But when the person with the cold, dead heart like me
gutter.
Needs a hug, yeah. I go to Shannon.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Let me make you some food.
Yeah.
What am I, Italian? I'm not even Italian, but I love to feed people.
What? We're going on a girl's trip. Send me a menu.
Exactly.
I got it.
What are we cooking? I don't know why I can't lose weight. Did someone say pasta?
Is that our next episode? Why can I lose weight? For all of us out there in that middle-aged time.
Bullshit.
Where we know we look and feel better, thinner. But it's just not happening. Okay, anyway, sidebar for next episode. Tune in for episode 2. What in the fuck is happening with my waistline? Am I allowed to swear?
Yes, we're allowed.
Have we decided that?
We can do that. We could do whatever we want.
Or we can bleep
it.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, too.
We're not bleeping
it. If we're knowing ourselves, we do swear.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot. A lot.
We swear a lot.
I swear a lot.
Hey, yes. It has been, clinically proven? Scientifically proven that people that swear are healthier because it gets out anger and the frustration. It just feels good.
Yes, it does.
It feels good. They say you're intellectually...
So, ladies, what's your favorite swear word?
Fuck.
That was easy for Ashley.
I know. I do love fuck.
Yeah.
I say motherfucker a lot and what the fuck. That's what
it's just, I hate to say it's just liberating.
It is.
But, I mean, there's something profound about
it. It gets a point across.
It does. And, if you're using it all the time like it's some sort of preposition.
Yeah, it doesn't need
then,
to be every
Then you sound uneducated.
Sure.
Yes.
But, if you're just talking and then you throw it down, or even if you're mad and someone knows you and they're like, God, she just threw down the word fuck. It just got real. We just took a complete 180 and we're gonna stand at attention.
What's yours, Elise?
You know, it is definitely the F word, mm-hmm. and I've overused it.
Yes.
And here's another You've part dumbed of knowing it down? Myself.
Oh.
No, but I've overused it to where I feel so empowered that I can say the F word that I said it too many times mm-hmm. in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I realize I said that too many times. Like I'm trying to prove a point that
right.
I can.
You're someone you're not.
Yeah. And again, just let yourself screw up a little.
Yeah.
Let yourself be a little too much. It's mm-hmm. okay.
It's okay.
It hasn't cost me my business. It hasn't cost me... much respect.
Well,
maybe
it all
a
depends
little.
On the environment. If you're having cocktails and you're shooting the shit, that's let the expletives fly, as Kramer
right,
says.
Right,
but,
right.
But I've had girlfriends on my trips say, when people swear, I was taught that it meant that they were not classy, not professional.
Right.
And so it was so fascinating to hear them say that because I was like, oh my gosh, I've used this word fuck so many times. That I never even considered that. And so now I know when I'm around them, if I say that, it makes them feel a little, And so it's a challenge of either me not saying it or me getting them comfortable with it. And I have to say which way I'm going to go with that.
Right.
Yeah.
You certainly don't want to censor yourself.
Yeah.
But then, but it is a way to be introspective. I mean, it is a way to be like, I can overdo something.
Absolutely. I had someone say to me one time that if it's used too many times in a sentence, they sound uneducated.
Yes.
And so I was around someone one time that every other word was that word. And I thought, you sound stupid.
Doing too
you
much.
You sound like you, I mean, like the level of respect just took a complete plummet.
It's not interesting.
It depends on your environment.
Yeah.
Where you're
yeah.
At.
You're so again, know your audience for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Know thyself and know how to use the
F word.
The air word. Use the F word.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What's the biggest benefit you guys have found from knowing yourself?
In my marriage, my sweet husband is amazing. Don't get me wrong. But he's a little, he wants everyone to be like him, and he expects everyone to be like him. And I've come to a point in my life where I was like, you know what? I'm grown. And I'm going to do it like this. This is what I need. And this sounds silly, but so he's super high energy. And as I've gotten older, I need a nap. I took a nap. A very good nap.
Cheers to the nap.
And he'll be like, how can you sleep all the time? And what is the matter with you? Get something done. I'm like, I'm grown. I'm taking a nap. So mm-hmm. get out of my face. So for me, in my relationship, I need to be able to say, that's great that you have so much energy. Good for you. That's fantastic, but here's what I need. And to not let someone push you around. If you feel like you need something for your health, for your mental health, whatever, or just to bring you joy and happiness, do not let someone else put their value system on you.
Yes.
You need to be able to say, yes, this is what I need. This is what's valuable to me. And that's okay that you find judgment in that or agreed, you don't agree.
Absolutely.
Good for you. This is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So do not apologize for what you need. Do not apologize for who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, help them understand why they have an issue.
Right, exactly. This is your issue.
Yeah.
I seriously had this conversation with a coworker the other day. If you're frustrated with how she's responding to you, that's about her. It's not about you.
Exactly.
She's in her 20s, and I get that.
Yeah.
You're not there yet. But try to start to learn that. If someone else is having a moment and they're grouchy and they're not talking to you, it's probably not about you. It's not about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that comes with maturity and age and understanding human nature.
It comes with age, mm-hmm, I think. I'm like, when I figured out who I was as Ashley, I walked different. I talked different. It was, for me, it just, I established a foundation that I could build on. I could always go back to. I was solid in the mother that I was. I was solid in the relationship I had with my kids. Communication is huge for me. Being channeled in with the emotions that every human goes through, and recognizing it and being able to communicate that with my children. Like I can't say enough about what an amazing relationship I have with my kids and what good kids they are. And you know, like my oldest, you know, he's been diagnosed with ADHD and blah, 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 blah. It's the dumbest story ever.
Yada, yada, yada.
But when I kept trying to change him, and really when I changed myself and figured out who I was, it all of a sudden turned smooth as silk. He was a different kid because I was a different mother. And so knowing that, I invested in myself first. And to all you ladies out there that are mothers that give up themselves for their children, kudos. But it's not something that I would recommend. You need to invest in yourself first. Fill your cup up first. Because if your cup is full, then you've got something to give to your children and the people that mean the most to you. So figuring out what that is. For me personally, it's being able to invest time into my physical health, to run out aggression, to maybe take a second to meditate, to let my mind run wild. Like that's okay. Then I can channel in as the mom. I can make breakfast. I can drop kids off at school. I can be that person that they need, knowing that my cup is full and I can drizzle into theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a married woman. I have been married, so I do know what it's like to be a wife, and I know what that takes. And right now, like my cup is not full enough to be a wife. My cup is full enough to be the mother my kids deserve. And then eventually, hopefully one day I will get to be that wife. But I'm not there right now. And I recognize that. So opening up to dating or anything like that, that's not me right now. Not me at all. So I'm going to pass the buck over to Elise.
What was the question?
How when did you figure out that you knew yourself?
Now, what was... What's the
biggest benefit to finding out who
I was?
Yes,
that's, yeah.
You remember your own question.
As drunk as I thought. Cheers.
It had to download. That's what I always
say. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the spinning wheel of death.
The download.
Then, oh, there it is. It was in the cloud. I found it. Downloaded.
You know, I think it was the best benefit. So my husband and I have split twice. So let's just get it out there that no one has the perfect marriage.
No matter what anyone
looks like, no matter what anybody seems like, there's no perfect marriage.
No.
Everybody goes through some pretty rough shit, which is my number two swear word, by the way. If we were going to go number two, shit's my favorite. So we split twice, and I think that through that, I did learn more about myself in that I feel very independent. I feel very strong-minded. I feel like I know what I want to do with my life. But at the end of the day, when I wasn't with my husband, I was not me. And so I learned through this whole process that, one, I'm better with my husband, and two, I might be part of the problem. It might not be all his fault, right?
You and just so snorted.
Started. Props for the snort. I learned that I didn't take what he needed seriously enough because I was so focused on my own happiness. And so I needed to really focus on what he needed, and to know that my happiness is tied to his happiness. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yes.
But, you know, before that, I was so strongly independent and so much, you know, that this is my life, that I realized it wasn't, and that I was tied to him. And no matter what, if he's happy, I'm happy, and vice versa. If I'm happy, he's happy. Because what I thought would make me happy didn't. Mm-hmm. And that was a big part of knowing myself.
I remember when you said, this is such a good memory, you said, I realized that I wanted to see that movie with Mike, and he's the best part of me. Like, oh
absolutely.
My gosh.
Absolutely.
But you recognize
that. Aha move, aha
but there was such
you.
A moment that was so bad for us that we both said, let's go be happy separately. Mm-hmm. And we did it wonderfully and in agreement. And then both came back to the fact that it is still us that does that. Mm-hmm. But we gave each other the permission to say it doesn't and part and then come back. But you do, I think giving myself permission to screw up and to forgive myself for doing that and saying it's okay to figure that out on my own and then back together and... I think also communicating all of those things to our son, who's now a freshman in college, just sharing with him along the way, here's what happened, here's what messed up, here's what was better, and sharing all those things along the way. I think there's a part of your life where you're figuring everything out, which is like from the time you're born to the time you're 40, like you said. And then the time that's 40 on is, okay, I'm figuring this out. Now it's time to enjoy life and now share what I learned with everybody else.
Right. The lessons and the blessings.
Yeah. Yes,
because
absolutely.
There's always lessons to learn from any situation that you're in. That doesn't mean, you know, even in friendships, you know, friendships, they come, they go. Some of them are seasonal. That doesn't mean you're a bad friend. Take what you've learned from it. And apply it into what door what door opens up next, and embrace it, love it. Very few ladies, I will say this: very few friendships are lifetime. You have a handful of them,
and that's okay.
Yes, it is okay. But you do have a handful of friends that will be there unconditionally till death do you part. Not like your husband, but friendships that last a lifetime. Cherish those, nurture those.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Yes, because you have to nurture those, and when you realize the value in them, you're going to want to invest in them because it's a safety net for you too.
Absolutely, absolutely. I need my girls. I tell you what, we get our to the point. If it's been a week or two, we're like, we have got to get together. I miss my girls.
I don't know how many trips I've been on where they're like, this is therapy.
Absolutely.
It's therapy.
It really,
has to be someone aside from your partner, your kids, family.
It's a cup
that
fill.
You connect to.
Yes. It's a cup fill. So when you go home to what your day to day is, you've got your cup full so you can nurture what you need to. What's the most important? Because really, if you think about it, like my kids are the most important to me, you guys, your husbands, your family, but we need each other to fill that cup up so we can go home and really feed what is top priority.
Yeah. Now listen, Elise and I, our husbands, they do the same thing. And I think that is what, you know, Elise has been married. Is it 26 or 25?
28?
Shut
29.
Up.
29. Like, forever.
Forever.
That's our favorite movie. Oh my God. Past 25, who cares? Paper, diamond, anniversary, whatever you decide, who cares?
Who cares?
It's forever.
It's been a long time. But our husbands, they fill their cups. They go on guys' trips. They go golfing. They go to Vegas. They do their thing, and they have a ball together. They go golfing, and these guys have been friends for a long time. And they have a great time when they're together, and they don't have to worry about being dad because we hold it down. And I think that there's nothing wrong in your marriage if you, like Elise said, if you say, this is what I need, this is what I need. And there's nothing wrong with realizing what's important to your husband and giving them that. As long as they're reciprocating. Yep. As long, I know my husband likes the house tidy. I didn't do it today. But most of the time.
I put my dishes in the sink.
I maybe took a nap today. A little too long. Right. Shut off that alarm. Yeah. What the? He texted me, are you alive? I'm like, oh shit, I am alive. Okay, sorry. Sidebar. Squirrel. Yeah. But that's okay. Like, I'll be like, oh shit, he's going to be home in an hour. I better tidy this house up because it makes him happy and it's something small I can do. And that might sound like you're some servant wife or some damn thing, but you're not.
No.
You're just like, this is what nurtures my relationship. I know he can come home and be a good husband and it will just make him a little bit happy.
Right.
And he'll do those things for me. Yeah. He sends me sweet texts during the day and he'll grab me this or that. And it's nothing big. It's the small things. It's the small gestures in your friendships and your relationships. I'm thinking of you. I just had a funny moment and had to share it with you. Look at this song. Yep. Like, it's important, just even just that small amount of connection, to let those people that are important to you, that you cherish, to know that you're, that they're on your thoughts, that you're in your heart. And that.
Yeah. And a big part of knowing yourself is communicating what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Communication
is huge. And
how long
does it take us as women to figure out it's okay to say, I would like for the candles to be lit when I get home from a trip.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
That's right.
I'll be gosh darn, it gets done. The house is picked up and the candles are lit and you walk in and it smells good and it feels good. Yeah. You know, like that. Or or my husband to say, I'd really like it if you tuck away the phone cord when you use my car. I hate seeing the phone card in my car. And it's the only thing he's ever said to me that I can't stand when I get in the car and I see the phone cord. That's funny. All you need in life is the cord to be tucked away. Yes.
Yeah. Well, don't you think the biggest miscommunication is body language? Like, I think some women, they're like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to.
Yes.
Whew.
You should know.
You should know that I am pissed off.
In a fight. You should know.
Yes.
They don't know.
You know what? No.
They know them.
They don't care. It is a man.
No, I could tell you a lot of times they don't.
They don't know.
They don't have a clue. Tell them.
They don't have a clue.
Better they brush it under the rug and they're like, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
And guess what? It ain't gonna pass because they better acknowledge something because my feelings are butt hurt.
Right.
Or I'm gonna send it in a fucking text.
Right.
And which you ladies, it's wrong on every single level. If something is bugging you or if your feelings are hurt, just say it. Have the conversation.
Yes.
Get over it and move on. There's bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Resentment is a poison. You gotta say it.
Or asking why. Like, why when I do this, do you do that?
Right.
Because a lot of times knowing that why helps you understand so much. I remember when I was with another friend and we were so frustrated about work and we were so mad about why someone was doing something. And I said, you know what? It's time to get, and I think that I'm going to say this right, and young Fabio can correct me on this. Is it Jane Goodall who studied
the monkeys, apes, gorillas?
Yes, monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, I need to start being a more Jane and observing and watching and why people do what they do, because I need to stop judging what they're doing. When you start to know yourself, you stop judging people too, because you've stopped judging yourself.
Right.
And so you start going, why do people do that? And that changes things. And especially in your relationships with men, you know, how insensitive of you, instead of saying, so when I say, let's go to dinner on Friday, you go, I don't really want to. Instead of getting mad about that, why don't you want to go out to dinner on
it? Right.
You know, just asking
why. Do you have something planned?
Do you have... Is there something you'd rather do?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or are you someone who can't make a decision earlier than later, and right. you need to just be able to relax and then make the decision right then?
Right. Or maybe he just wants to zip up his onesie and watch Netflix.
Right. Because I was thinking, it's been a long day. I just want to not think about anything. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. There is a certain amount of, don't you know it's all about me? Because it, I mean, you have to be a little bit all about you. However, you have to also know it's not about you.
It's not all about you.
Because, right. Yeah, it
it's
is
usually
not.
90% about us.
Yeah. But give them 10. Know that, lady. 90-10.
Quit
90-10.
Taking everything so damn personally.
Yeah.
Quit taking
it. You're right. Yes.
Why? It is not. Someone else has had a... Their dog died, or they stepped in poop on the way to the car. You don't know what happened in their morning.
Or their significant
other.
You
don't know what they have going on. Instead of being a dick, like, well, what's her, what bugs up her ass today, or whatever, be like, gosh, you seem off. Do you need to talk? Is there anything
what's
I can do
on?
To help you out today?
Exactly.
How about you?
Or what's going on? What's going on? Yeah. Do I need
to, like, I know who you are. Like, you seem off. What's up? Can I hug you? Can I give you a hug? What do you need?
Because when you're stopped trying to figure out yourself, you stop trying to find out what's wrong with people, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and it's not trying to figure out what's wrong with them. It's just understanding them, how you can support them, or just being, just shut up and listen. Just listen. They don't need you to fix their problem. They need you to just listen. They need to get it out. They need to let it out. And then they're going to feel better.
Without
and
judgment.
And Shani hug him at the end.
That's right.
Not a least.
Right. Only if they're a hugger.
I'll buy him some wine.
Do I have permission to give you a hug, or would you like one?
That's
would
right. You, like you want elbow bump?
Do you want
bump?
A hug, or do you want a glass
a
of wine?
Fist bump, or what do you want?
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
I just hope everybody listening got some joy out of this time.
For sure.
And wants to listen to the next one, where we're going to tell the secrets. And
it's
to know that there's hope, that there's not any specific time where you know yourself, where you find your friends, where you figure this out. It's just whenever it's right for you.
Well,
and it's
and
right for everybody at a different time.
Life is a learning curve. Yeah. You know yourself through life. It's not a light switch. It's a process. You don't flip it on and all of a sudden you're like, oh, Jesus, I know myself and I'm going to express it to the world. No, you learn yourself through experiences. And so take it, love it, own it, and just spread what you know. And don't be moldable. You know, when your people are giving you constructive criticism, take it, apply it, and keep moving forward. You know, you ain't done until you're 6 feet under. You ain't done. You ain't done learning. You
keep
ain't
going.
Done being moldable and teachable until you did.
And we're here for you.
We
What's
are
our
here.
Instagram page?
Ladies Night in.
With two N's.
Two N's. The N.
We're extra in.
That's right. The N-I-N. Let's see. The I-N-N.
We're in like Flynn in.
Oh, that's
Corniation. We're in. We're here for you.
We are.
Questions for us? Go to our Instagram page.
That's right.
Send us a comment. Send us a question.
Yes.
If you need a non-judgmental person to talk to, we will listen.
Yes.
You message us.
We will.
Whatever you want on your Instagram. We have been there. We have done that.
And I will.
Yeah. And you are at a safe place.
Yeah. I will throw it out there that we are. I'm very much open book. I will talk about anything. I don't care if you have a hemorrhoid. Or your husband can't get a hard on. I don't care what it's about. I will talk to anyone.
Drug
about
addiction.
Anything. Yes. Yep. There's anything that are in our history.
Yes.
To lose weight.
Talk to Ashley if you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
That bitch hasn't been through perimenopause.
If you have a skinny friend in your group, that you silently hate, but you cheer her on.
Listen, ladies, don't hate me. They love me secretly.
We do love her. We do love her. We give her all our small clothes.
I'm still waiting for that bag of clothes, honey.
I forgot it. Dang it.
Oh, shoot.
You're
all holding right.
Not that hope for those skinny jeans.
I didn't. Donated them. Fuck it.
You sent it to the Goodwill.
I got you your skinny clothes.
Oh, good.
No, I've given up.
I'm all about hand-me-downs, ladies. Yes. I'll take it, especially for Malise.
No kidding.
We love you. We hear you.
That's right.
We are here for you.
And here for you, whether you're a woman or a man. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, yes. Men,
we can help you out.
Yes, we can direct you.
You let us know.
All right. On that note, shall we raise a glass?
We're going to raise a glass.
Let's raise a glass.
What to? Friendship.
Friendship, love.
Knowing yourself.
Knowing yourself.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I like that.
We're out. Till next time.
We're out.